A half hour later, he rang the bell and took off his shoes, an old pair of New Balances. Max opened the door. He was wearing khaki shorts, a golf shirt, and a generic green baseball cap.
"You look terrible," Max said.
"I'm sorry. I'm not saying that to be rude. If I looked like that, I'd want someone to tell me so I could do something about it." "I was sick last night," said Adam.
"Well, you're here. That's the important thing."
Adam, seeing that his Chuck Taylors were no longer on the rack, decided to carry his shoes as he followed Max into the living room.
"Sit down and I'll explain what's going on. Do you want a soft drink?"
"I'd love one," said Adam, taking a place on the couch. Max crossed the room, but instead of going to the kitchen, he stopped at the giant window and peered into the canyon.
"When I met my wife, she was a beautiful and intelligent woman. This was a long time ago, when we were both at university. But then, over the years, she became a frump," he sighed. "For reasons I'm not eager to go into, she had our marriage annulled 10 years ago. It was a complete travesty, of course, and since then I've been at odds with the Archdiocese. I donated generously for many years, and I was a generous supporter of the new cathedral downtown. In fact, I made arrangements to have my bones buried in the crypt after I died, but not anymore. Not anymore."
Max turned around finally and sat down on the edge of an ottoman.
"Let's face it, I don't know you from Adam, so it's strange telling you all this, and maybe it's strange for you too. I hope you're not nervous."
"No, but I'm thirsty."
"Good, because there's nothing to be nervous about. This is the easiest thing in the world. My wife and I have joint custody of our dog. It sounds silly, but it's true. I'm sure you've heard people laughing about it in the office. Anyway, I'm supposed to get Misty on weekends, but Joanne, that's my wife, she's decided once again to make things difficult. She wouldn't let me see Misty this weekend. Don't ask me why. It's impossible to know what goes on inside her head. The point is, I'm tired of dealing with that woman. Misty's an old dog, and I don't want to lose any time with her."
He looked at his watch.
"Joanne's extremely lazy. She always goes to noon mass at St. Elizabeth's. That's in Van Nuys. Do you know Van Nuys?"
"Not really."
"Van Nuys is a shithole," said Max, moving toward the front door. "There's no other way to describe it. But that's where she chooses to live. It pains me to see her living like that, like a frump."
Adam followed him into the foyer. Max opened a closet and pulled out a leash.
25 years in Los Angeles, and I never got a driver's license," he said. "That might be my greatest accomplishment in life."
"What am I supposed to do?"
"Misty's in the backyard. You'll just walk back there and get her. Or climb the fence if the gate's locked. I do it myself, but obviously I don't want to be seen."
"What's her address?"
"Misty's?"
"Your wife's."
"Don't worry about that. I'm going with you.